Exercises 7 and 8. While working in Ethiopia, I discovered it's a common custom in the villages I visited for several families who live close to each other to have coffee together each morning. The ritual takes about 2 hours. They begin by roasting the beans, grinding them, then finally boiling them to make a fresh pot of coffee. During these 2 hours, they process what happened in their lives the day before. Because the Ethiopian people I visited were living in a war zone, it was usual for them to discuss the tragedies they had personally experienced or heard about from others. As they shared their pain with each other, they also received encouragement. The point of relating this experience isn't how effective these people were in processing their trauma, as if they had found the best way of dealing with what they were experiencing. Indeed, we shall see that talk therapy alone often isn't enough, especially once trauma is etched deeply into the body. The point is, these Ethiopians were taking personal responsibility for their state of being. The people of this war-torn land had developed a natural form of dealing with the trauma they were experiencing, coping with it among themselves each day as it occurred. These people didn't need individual sessions of private therapy with a skilled practitioner, because the help they required was embedded in their cultural tradition. It wasn't necessary for them to understand Western psychological principles in order to process their experiences. They simply knew about pain, suffering, and being alongside each other to process what they were experiencing as they went through traumatic times.